Hello, and welcome back to Midday Bach. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and you are listening to 104.9 WJRH, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. We are experiencing a couple technical difficulties today, so we may be listening to our classical music a bit slower, due to some advertisements that might be playing in the middle of the music that I will not subject you to listening to. However, I would like to announce the music of today. We are going to start with Bach's Suite Number 2 for the violoncello. I believe it is in D major. We should have about 6 movements. Obviously, the intro into the... Oh my goodness. Going from the intro, we'll be looking into a gigue, and 4 other parts that, at the moment, unfortunately, my computer is not displaying properly the... There we go. We will have a prelude, allemande, courante, sarabande, menu, and gigue. Following that, we will be entering about the midsection of our show into the invention sections, with today's invention being number 9, in F minor. I would like to thank you for listening to Midday Bach. Right now we're currently waiting for an advertisement to finally end up so we can start with the Suite Number 2 in violoncello. And without further ado, here we are.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Philadelphia. Fairfax.
And that is one of the unfortunate problems with today's setup in having to move around a little bit of audio equipment. I apologize for that. However, as fans of Midday Bach, I do have one, unfortunately because of spring break as well. We weren't able to celebrate this on the actual day, but I believe it was 2 days ago, or at least I know it was on Saturday, we were able to celebrate as a community the birthday of our namesake in Johann Sebastian Bach, who happened to turn... Bach would have been born in March 31st, 1685. So I guess, actually, I believed because this all stems from the Google Doodle that was announced on last Saturday. I guess they were a bit early with celebrating Bach, but they did have a Google Doodle to celebrate him and everything he did. It was very wonderful, actually. They had a artificial intelligence, or AI, analyze, I believe, about 300 of his works, both, I believe, for piano and other pieces, and allowed the creators, or whoever wanted to interact with this Google format, to create a small two-barred phrase of music that would be similar to that of a Bach. So... I guess it really wasn't his birthday. I jumped the gun a little bit on that. It'll be next week. But it was very cool to see that just popping up in everyday life. So without further ado, we will continue with the final two pieces in Bach's Suite Number 2 for the violoncello.
Thank you.
And it is at this point in the show that we will do our invention segment. I really got to think of a better way to introduce this each week. First off, I would like to remind you that you are listening to 104.9 WJRH FM radio, found in Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and you are listening to Midday Bach. Now, on this day in history, on March 25th, a lot of things did happen. In the year 421, that's only a couple years ago, the city of Venice was actually founded. In the year 1306, Robert the Bruce was crowned the King of Scotland. And on this day in 1609, a man by the name of Henry Hudson left on an exploration for the East India Company. That's more history-based facts of the day. Also on this day in history, in 1902, a man by the name of Irving W. Colburn patented the sheet glass drawing machine, making the mass production of glass for windows possible. And in the year 1975, a man by the name of Caetano August was issued patent number 3,873,284. A lot of patents out there for a smokestack washer. And this will wrap up today's 15 inventions movements. That was number 9 in F minor. At this point, we are now going to switch over to our better audio equipment. for the final 20 minutes of today's show, where we will be listening to Daniel Barenboim play Beethoven's Sonata Number 8, Opus 13, more commonly referred to and known as Beethoven's Pathetique. I hope you enjoy, and thank you for listening to Midday Bach.
Thank you. Thank you.
And with that, we will end today's episode of Midday Bach a couple minutes early. It is approaching 4 o'clock on this March 25th. And before I completely wrap up the show, I would like to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and you were listening to Midday Bach. I would like to thank you so much for partaking in this 48 minutes of classical music and a little bit of hectic moving around and the sorts for the audio equipment, and I do hope you join us again next week. Goodbye.